7 after the hour, time for another chapter in our medical show called the Good Day Health Program. And this hour is devoted, as are all the hours that we are together, to your health and well-being. You'll be able to ask Dr. Ken Kronhaus questions about your medical realities. Have you gotten information that you don't understand from some doctor? You're feeling something and you want clarification on your gut instincts. Should I go to the doctor or not? Find out. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. 888-55-DRKEN. For the next hour, you can get yourself focused on the stories that will be told here. Ken is also here to go through some of the important medical information of the week that have ramifications for you. Ken is a noted cardiologist practicing in Florida, one of the top cardiologists in the country. He's presenting at a very prestigious medical convention this summer. He has credibility, street cred for Dr. Ken. And I thought we ought to start with a conversation. At the controls in our studio in Washington is Kara Schillen, who has been through something that the love in my life has been through, a summer cold, weakened immune system. Dr. Ken himself has been through this summer cold, and it had to have been in part from a weakened immune system, because I think we all agree that these things happen because our immune system isn't as strong as it ought to be.
Well, and sometimes now, these bugs are stronger than anyone's immune system.
That's what I'm saying.
System.
Yeah, right. They're very strong bugs. So Kara now, you can hear in her voice that she's had a cold. She still has a little of it, but she was worse earlier in the week than she is now. So you were both talking about this, and I think we ought to have the audience listen to the conversation, because I'm betting we'll help thousands of people who are listening right now who have the very same malady. So, Kara, just explain for everybody what your symptoms were, how you felt, and Ken can maybe say, you know, how you got to where you were and how to get out of it.
Well, sure. I had a very busy weekend and busy week last week, so I was moving a ton of stuff into a new apartment and lifting a lot of heavy stuff, and so I would definitely say that my immune system was probably a bit weaker. It was super hot, not great conditions for it. So I woke up Sunday morning with a really, really sore throat, could barely swallow, was having trouble breathing. Over the course of the day, got a fever. Fever went away the next day, but I was still coughing, mucusy, head hurt, just feeling general, you know, body pain. So I was tested because I thought it might be strep or mono, and didn't have either of those. Mm-hmm. And was told it was probably just a virus, although me and Ken were talking off air, and he'll tell you too, that if it gets, he just told me if it gets better, it's a virus, and if it doesn't get better, it's something else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so far, ibuprofen and sleep is my remedy, and seems to be working mm-hmm. okay.
So she does that so well, doesn't she? Give a history so well.
But I think I said, do you take a lot of vitamin C, echinacea, zinc, that sort of stuff?
I have last time I had a little bit of a cold, I went out to GNC because that's the most easily findable, you know, kind of health store around here. Mm. And they've got little kind of chewable vitamin C things that I think are 500 milligrams per each. Yeah. And I did get some echinacea, so I've been taking those along with the Tylenol, and that seems to be helping as well.
And none of us can live in a bubble, but were you around while you were moving others who might have a similar issue?
Well, my roommate and nobody in my family seemed to be sick, although my roommate was with her sister last week who had very similar symptoms. So I was wondering if it was possible that germs could have been carried. And also,
absolutely,
there was a ton of dust and, you know, other stuff being, you know, germs up in the air while we were moving and cleaning.
Absolutely. The allergies right now are around, and that weakens, can, you know, throw your immune system into havoc. And I don't know if you've been getting enough sleep while you were moving here, but certainly you're...
I can tell you for sure, no, I haven't been getting enough sleep.
And the mental stress of moving, I don't care where you move, 1 mile or 1,000 miles, it's a big mental stress. So all these things weighing down on the immune system, and then having a roommate that may have been exposed to... Was her sister visiting from another geographic geographic location?
Yeah, so we live in the D.C. area, and her sister is living in Boston at college, where I'm sure tons of people are sick right now. And they were in Bermuda, so they'd both been traveling. So, yes.
Okay, the perfect storm. And that's where it happens, because the bugs are different in different geographic locations. And, you know, it's been studied that people who move to different quadrants of the country, probably two-thirds to three-quarters will have some sort of infectious illness in the first 6 months that they're there, just because the bugs are different. And it's not a big deal. You can't live in a bubble. You shouldn't let this drive yourself crazy. But Karen did exactly the right thing. She went on rest and fluids and some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, and she got tested for strep screen and mono, and her strep screen was negative. Her mono spot was negative. So she has most likely a viral illness, and as we were saying, it'll run its course with just rest and fluids and revving up the immune system. And as I mentioned to her, if it's not a viral illness, if it's a bacterial infection, it won't get better on its own. It'll need an antibiotic. But sounds like she's getting better. Sounds like she doesn't need an antibiotic. So why add an antibiotic to this mix? You know, people in the background are saying, why don't you just give her an antibiotic? The problem is that there are all these super bugs around, and you don't want to add to the insensitivity of bugs to antibiotics. So if you need an antibiotic, don't be afraid of it. But if you don't, you can only do harm.
Well, and the other side of that is, if you're on an antibiotic, make sure you have a good probiotic. We've talked about this over the years many times. The antibiotic kills everything. That's what it does. It kills all the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. Right. But you want to have a probiotic that will reinstall the good bacteria when you're doing that. So, good lesson. Thank you, Kara.
But she's getting better.
Yes, she is. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Brought to you in part by Super Beets. Super Beets is the original product that comes from beets, beet dust, if you will, that professional and Olympic athletes swear by. It improves their stamina, their endurance, their confidence, boosts their energy. The blood pressure issue is where Ken comes in, where he has his credibility, because this product is all about, or at least started being all about, the way to get your blood pressure where it ought to be and keep it there. But then it goes further than that, Ken, right?
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, as you're saying, helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower your risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's, dementia. So I'm very excited, because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods, they're rich in nitric oxide. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in your body.
So this is nitric oxide. It sends the signal for your arteries to open up and relax. And that's the key here. That's why the blood gets to all the areas of the body that Ken was just talking about. You probably learned this in medical school, even though you didn't do the nitric oxide stuff. But when you open up your arteries, the blood sometimes is sluggish and trickles. And I think before we knew much about this, you would send people to EECP, right, Ken, sometimes to get more blood to where it has to go. Maybe some of those little tiny micro vessels are plugged up or they're not working anymore.
Well, I don't think one is related to the other. They're both important.
They are. Okay.
It's not an either or.
Blood, the river of life. Make sure you're getting it everywhere it needs to go by using Super Beets every day. And Neo 40, the capsules that are the same, it's a Super Beets encapsulated, that's all it is. And you take it, put it on your tongue, dissolves instantly into your system. You have that charge that you need at the beginning of the day, perhaps. This is a product for this age. Call now for your risk-free Super Beet order. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Dr. Ken, cardiologist, all fits together. Get your blood pressure and circulation where it needs to be. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Dr. Ken Kronhouse and Doug awaiting your calls. Get out that pen and paper. I have a great toll-free number for you. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. D-R-K-E-N.
It's 21 minutes after the hour. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale. For the last 30 years, an emphasis on physical health has been a popular topic. With a variety of exercise workouts and discussions about proper diets, staying in tip-top shape is an important part of life as we age. And while physical fitness is certainly essential for good health, the health of one's brain is often an afterthought. In efforts to encourage brain health, Brookdale Senior Living, the nation's largest operator of senior living communities, has created a brain health program called Know Your Brain, Grow Your Brain, Flex Your Brain, for its residents. Carol Cummings, RN, BSN, Brookdale.
The Brain Health class includes 4 sessions designed to give you an overview of the brain and guidelines for keeping it healthy for a lifetime. There are also projects to engage the brain in novel and complex activities in a fun and challenging way to exercise your brain.
For more information on your brain health, tips, and exercises, visit www.brookdale.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Go ahead.
55 Dr. Ken. Remember the number, 1-888-553-7536.
One of our jobs here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken is to go through some of the important medical news of the week. If you're a woman and you've been having a lot of migraines, you better listen up to what Ken has to say with regard to how women are affected differently. I'm now thinking about, I've never had a migraine. I'm very lucky. I don't have many headaches. I can count on 2 hands how many headaches I think I've had in my entire life. Most of them have been self-induced when I banged into something on my farm with my head and walked away seeing stars. But I've had a few really bad headaches, but not a lot. Some people have them every day, and they can't escape from them. I don't know, causal. What do you do with migraines? I don't know that there's, you can take things for them, but it's not like you can, you know, go see somebody and they'll get rid of your migraines. How do you do? I mean, this is as you explain what's going on here, according to this research, it seems to me that the threat of heart disease because of a migraine would be very frustrating because a lot of people don't know how. Is there a way to treat migraine, not to just make them so you can live with them, but to get rid of them?
Well, migraine headaches for some is a mild situation. Migraine headaches for others is just a life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of differences among sufferers, and there are some things that some people successfully do to prevent them. You can avoid triggers. Some people have foods or odors that seem to trigger your migraine in the past, so you want to avoid them. We recommend reducing caffeine and alcohol intake and avoiding tobacco. Doug, in general, establishing a daily routine with regular sleep patterns, regular meals, and also trying to reduce stress, exercising regularly, reducing the effects of estrogen. These are some of the things that can be done to help prevent them. There are also some treatments and drugs that are used. For some have very complex medical regimens, and some are rather easy to treat. I've been amazed. There's a headache clinic where I am in Florida, in Tampa, which deals with some of the hardest cases, and some of the folks are on experimental medicines. I have one patient who has finally gotten relief with an experimental medicine. I have some patients who rarely ever use medications for this.
All right. Well, migraines lead, though, to heart disease, stroke, that sort of thing.
Well, that's
right?
The news this week, and this is out of the British Medical Journal, that if you do have migraines, that you really have to think about circulation impact on the body. Women who suffer from migraine headaches, they may have a slightly increased risk of heart disease or stroke, and there's no reason to believe this is limited to women. Here's the statistics. It's really awesome. Compared with women who do not have migraines. Women who do have migraines have a 39% higher risk of heart attack, 62% higher risk of stroke, and 73% higher risk of heart surgery.
Wow.
And in addition, migraine is linked with a 37% higher risk of dying from a heart attack or stroke. It's important to make sure we are evaluating cardiovascular risk among women with migraine and doing what we know helps to reduce that risk. The same thing we do if people have risk factors for heart attacks or stroke. So knowing blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, your weight, eating properly, getting into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, stress reduction, limiting alcohol, getting enough sleep, and mental stress reduction.
All right, a focus on breast cancer and cancer drugs in general as we continue in this hour of the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
So your partner's in the mood and ready, but you're not? Sexual health expert Dr. Sharon Parrish says 44% of U.S. women say they have a sexual problem or concern.
Whatever your age, sexual relations are important for overall women's physical and mental health. In women, stress, trouble communicating with partners, hormonal changes from pregnancy and menopause, even illness and medications can all affect sexual function. It's important to pay attention to these changes. However, unlike men, women have few options.
Now there's Fiera, a new product to help women get their bodies and minds ready for intimacy naturally. Dr. Leah Milheiser is Chief Scientific Officer at Newell.
I'm happy to talk about Fiera, a new hormone-free and drug-free product. It's scientifically proven to get back women's desire for intimacy. 87% of women said they felt in the mood, and 75% said they felt excited and ready. Fiera is a great tool in a woman's arsenal for greater sexual intimacy.
For more, visit Fiera.com. That's Fiera.com. It's time to gear up for a great season of fun ways to stay active and get healthy. Certified personal trainer and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has some tips to help make this our fittest summer yet.
My number one tip, stretch, stretch, stretch. Then do core exercises like planks and crunches to improve balance. Finally, if it's been a while, get a new pair of athletic shoes.
1 in 3 people have digestive issues, even on healthy diets. Any advice?
New Me and My Digest Results and Gluten Assist have fast-acting all-natural enzymes that help to break down food when you take them before each meal. Get them at Walmart.
And for aches and pains from workouts and daily activities?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
What about signs of sun damage or aging?
The new Halo Laser treatment improves skin texture, reduces the appearance of pore size, brown spots, and sun damage. It's extremely comfortable with minimal downtime.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
I'm Bob Dorigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act was passed by Congress 25 years ago to eliminate unwanted marketing phone calls. The law has helped cut down on unsolicited calls, but it's also been used for questionable lawsuits, too. For example, one law firm sued an NFL football team that offered to send its fans updates about the team if they wanted them. The team promised to send only 5 text messages a week, but it was sued after sending 6 texts one week and 7 another week. That case was worth $3 million. Now, some lawyers are being accused of trying to get big awards like that by using underhanded tactics to find new clients. One law firm has allegedly obtained the names and phone numbers of people who use a cell phone app that blocks unwanted calls and is calling them about potential lawsuits. Let's be fair, it's more than a little ironic that a law firm that files lawsuits over unwanted phone calls is itself accused of pestering these app users with more unsolicited calls. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Service on your side at 888-553-7536 or contact him, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug at dougstephan.com. David asks, or he states in his note to you, I've heard that evening primrose oil may have anti-inflammatory properties, but I don't know much about it. What makes the oil beneficial? Which would you recommend? For whether it would be evening primrose oil or something called borage, he writes about. I never heard of that before. B-O-R-A-G-E. I've taken evening primrose oil for much of my adult life. Matter of fact, I started being serious about it, Ken, when I read that evening primrose oil has very beneficial effect on your carotid arteries. This is something, if you want to go into it for a moment with people who are listening, what you found, we have never found. Ken has examined me over the, I don't know, 8 or 10 times. We spend a day down there and go through our bodies. And what you found is there's no plaque really anywhere in my body and my arteries, but it is in the carotid artery for whatever the reason. And I don't even, I mean, I think I remember a little about why I had it. You explained. But after that, when I started with evening primrose oil, we found in what, the last 3, 4, 5 years, it hasn't really changed much, the blockage
Correct.
There, right?
Correct.
Oh.
You know, I think primrose oil is one of those things where you may be a little early, and, you know, we don't know whether we're the smartest people or the dumbest people who are recommending this. This is more in the in the alternative medicine sphere. It's getting some interest because it's an essential fatty acid, which are necessary for human health, but the body can't make them. You have to get them through foods, omega-3 fatty acids, omega-6 fatty acids. They play a crucial role in brain function as well as normal growth and development. And the primrose, the omega-3, the fish oil, these are the factors that help with the essential fatty acids to help build up the cell membranes in the body. And whether they're going to take care of the things that they're being advocated for, I think there's just not enough research in yet. But
doesn't hurt.
Well, and, you know, I just don't know what I just don't know if there's enough data out there, you know, to be a huge advocate. But if you want to use a little bit of it, I don't have a problem.
Well, did you think that because I've taken it, that you were concerned about my the blockage? What was it, 40% or something in on one side, and you were concerned about it, and you were, you know, if it gets to be too bad, then you have to take some other sort of step. But I went on evening primrose oil after that, and seems to be pretty much the same now as it was, what, 4, 5, 6 years
ago? Well, you have to, there are interactions. You have to be careful if you're on blood thinning or blood pressure medications. You want to talk to your doctor before you go on this. If you're prone to seizures, if you take phenothiazines, which are used to treat schizophrenia, you should not take evening primrose oil because it may increase your risk of seizures. So, that, you know, there are some issues, but I think those are the most concerning ones.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that answers that question. Thank you for asking it. Sean is in St. Charles, Illinois, wants to know how to reduce. He called and asked you to explain to him how to reduce an enlarged prostate. He thinks the prescription drugs that he's taking are causing too many side effects. So I, again, supplementally, there are really good prostate support systems that we've actually talked about on this program over the years, a couple of different products that were aimed at helping men, I don't know if fix is the right problem, but deal with enlarged prostates. Or I think what I remember about them is that they were more aimed at keeping your prostate from getting large. Not once it gets there, then you get sort of a problem, right?
Correct. And your favorite organization, the FDA, just for giving out the facts, has not yet approved any herbal medication for treatment of enlarged prostate. But studies on herbal therapies as a treatment for enlarged prostate have had mixed results. Sal palmetto has been shown sometimes to help, but sometimes not to. Beta-sitosterol extracts have been suggested as helpful, but the safety and efficacy of these treatments long term are still somewhat in doubt, and you want to just talk to your doctor about them. A lot of people do take them. There are some treatments and drugs. I don't know what he's been on, but there are a lot of drugs that have been advocated for treating an enlarged prostate. And there are a number of different groups, the alpha blockers, Flomax, Cardura, Uroxetrol. This is one group. There's also the 5-alpha reductase inhibitors, Proscar, Avodart are well known. Sometimes doctors will combine drugs from these two classes. Also, Cialis has lately been advocated maintenance dose for double duty, taking
really?
Care of ED and BPH. Yes.
Huh, really?
And there's, I have a number of patients from the urologist who are getting that as their treatment for both issues. There's also minimally invasive or surgical therapies, a lot of choices for this. The classical TURP, transurethral resection of the prostate, there's transurethral incision of the prostate, there's transurethral microwave thermotherapy, this is my favorite, transurethral needle ablation or tuna. It's not really my favorite, I just like the way it's called, you know, tuna, transurethral needle ablation. And there's laser therapy, there's prostate lift, there's a lot of choices. Your urologist will have an opinion, and the urologist will often have their most tried and true procedure, the one that they feel most comfortable doing with minimal side effects. But ask for their track record, talk to some satisfied patients. But you know, after you're tired of trying the medications and waking up every night to go to the bathroom, this is when you go to the urologist and they'll do one of these procedures.
Yeah. Nothing to mess with, however. Take action. Don't list. I've been on Yohimbe and saw palmetto and taking other prostate things for years. I don't mind telling you my numbers. They were for many years in what, 0.4, 0.5, 0.6, 0.8. This year went up a little bit, and I don't remember what we decided to do after you got that PSA number. I stayed on the course that I've been on. And
remember, what we're talking about now, what I've been talking about, is BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy. This is not a malignant cancer that's going to kill you. It's just going to make your life miserable. It'll make your lifestyle not really a lot of fun. And as opposed to prostate cancer, which is a whole different animal and is treated differently.
Yeah. All right, so a word to the wise is sufficient. Hopefully, sir, that helped you out. Help yourself to 888-553-7536 with your questions, stories that are important. The death rate among Americans up, birth rate down. This is very interesting. The death rate, let's talk about what that means, Ken. That is the death rate. How do they come up with these numbers? Like there were 729.5 deaths per 100,000 people last year, up from 723.2. What does that all mean?
Well, the CDC keeps track of it. They, when somebody passes away, expires, there's a death certificate. Every doctor has signed one. You must sign one, unless there's an autopsy done. Then it gets finally, ultimately signed. But if you pass away, there's a death certificate. If you're born, there's a birth certificate. We're a nation of numbers and certification.
Wow. So these numbers mean what? Is it more suicides?
Well, let's delve into it. This is out of the CDC this week, that the U.S. birth rate declined and the death rate rose last year in a sign of continuing pressure, Doug, on the country's population growth. There were 3.98 million births in America in 2015. That's down 0.3% from 2014 and reverses a one-year rebound when the number of births rose slightly. The data showed a sharp drop in births among teens, which fell 8% to their lowest level since the government began tracking them decades ago. The millennials, they're not getting married, they're not having kids. Yet, U.S. death rate rose for the first time since 2005. A main factor was the death rate for heart disease increased slightly after declining each year since 1993. A rise in the deaths from stroke and Alzheimer's disease also combined to the increase.
Wow. We'll get to that breast cancer information, cancer drug information in a matter of moments. 43 past the hour now on Good Day Health.
A moving and inspiring one-of-a-kind musical and multimedia experience. The New American Freedom Train Show celebrates the foundations that made America great. Faith, family, military, and work ethic. Award-winning Nashville recording artist and U.S. Army veteran Tim Maggart, together with a team of talented musicians, provides one of the most unique and entertaining shows in America. For more information, go to NewAmericanFreedomTrainShow.com.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
In the know, I'm Brian Usach. Investors have been setting their sights on home flipping and buying rental properties, especially here in California. John Warren is founder and CEO of Lima One Capital, which just expanded to the state.
Now is the perfect time in California for real estate investors to make great returns on their flips and their rental properties. With home prices and rents increasing across California, house flippers and landlords, they can leverage their capital with a trusted and proven lender like Lima One Capital to take advantage of these great opportunities.
Warren says Lima One Capital is filling a void in the real estate marketplace.
Lima One Capital is the nation's first one-stop shop for residential real estate investors, with loans tailored for our home flippers and landlords. Our 13-month fix and flip loan finances 90% of the flip purchase and construction costs, and our Rental 30 loan is a 30-year fully amortizing loan for a landlord who wants to purchase, refi, or cash out of a rental property.
For more, visit LimaOneCapital.com. Now you're in the know.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
All right, 46 after the hour, 888-553-7536. You can get on the air. You can tell us what your question is, however you want to work it. That's great. Dr. Ken here also. We go through major medical news of the week. Breast cancer risk rising with the use of alcohol. Ladies, please. I guess there is a problem. I saw something this week about men and breast cancer. So do we loop these together, Ken?
Well, that's another issue, but the reason why this is an issue this week, and this comes out of Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research Medical Journal this week, Doug, there has been a debate among physicians for decades about whether moderate or even less than moderate alcohol consumption does anything to the risk of developing breast cancer in a woman. And we know that excessive alcohol consumption can lead to a lot of cancers, the oral cavity, the pharynx, the larynx, the esophagus, and the liver. If you want to be a radio broadcaster, alcohol is not the best thing.
No.
But the big controversy has been about light alcohol use and its risk for breast cancers. And this, I think, has finally been determined that all levels of alcohol use is the conclusion of this study this week. Even light drinking are associated with raised risk for breast cancer, with higher consumption linked to higher risk. So if you have in your family a risk for breast cancer, I would make sure that you minimize that alcohol.
Let's just follow the bouncing ball here for a moment and understand how the body works. Remember, much of alcohol is sugar. Sugar content is what gets you hooked. And what you like about alcohol is much of it is sugar related. Sugar, in its very basic form, causes cancers. It just the whatever the content is of sugar, refined sugar, adding weight, fat, all that stuff, because that's what sugar does. It adds fats, carbohydrate. You don't break it down, you become inundated with more body fat. Body fat causes cancer. It's not a big, heavy jump here from one to the other, I don't think, Ken. Do you?
That sounds like a plausible explanation, but it's just an observation that has been made and confirmed.
All right, so I made the observation.
But the things that increase the risk of breast cancer, and now let's talk about both sexes, but being female, increasing age, a personal history of breast cancer, a family history of breast cancer, inherited genes that increase the risk, radiation exposure, obesity, beginning your period at a younger age, beginning menopause at an older age, having your first child at an older age, having never been pregnant, post menopausal hormone therapy, and drinking alcohol. If you have all those risk factors, stay away from alcohol.
That's pretty much the bottom line. In a moment, we talk about the cost of cancer drugs. What Ken thinks.
Guess how much it costs a year if you have cancer to be on drugs on average. If anyone guesses it, I'll give them a prize myself.
All right, prizes are yours. 888-55. Dr. Ken, 50 minutes after the hour. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Never know how!
That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
This is the road to destiny, in a manner of speaking. What's your health destiny? What's your heart destiny? What is it that is going to keep you where you want to be health-wise or get you back to where you want to be? Certainly a lot of live advice from Dr. Ken helps. We hear that from people every week who listen to this program in different ways. There's actually a podcast of it that you can get by checking out DougStephan.com. 888-553-7536. And as you know, Dr. Ken is brought to you through the courtesy and the help of, well, how we help them, in essence. The way to improve your cardiovascular health is to enjoy the treat that is Super Beets. Super Beets. You're heading into the summertime, outside, enjoying the great out-of-doors time of year. You want to make sure your energy level is at its peak, and Ken is the expert here in this. There are benefits. There are three whole beets, actually, Ken, in every teaspoon of Super Beets. And then you dump a little of this on too. You don't have to dump it. You can put a teaspoon of Super Beets from the canister into a 4-ounce glass of water. Drink it, and you have the benefits of just. It's amazing how the body works. I mean, that's a silly question to ask of someone like you who sees how people can heal themselves every day. But when you think about how Mother Nature, you grow beets in this case, non-GMO beets, and they cook them and then they dry them and powder them and you put it in water and you do, the effect that it has in your body is so amazing. It's just to appreciate. You see it every day in your practice how fantastic the body is. But I think most people are not aware or they don't think about how this works. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. This magnificent machine most of us take for granted until it's not magnificent.
So the Nobel Prize Committee presented an award for the nitric oxide discovery back in the 80s. Fergschott was one of the researchers, Ignaro another one of them, and Murad. I'm looking at they're the three.
1998.
Yeah, right. All right, so try this blood booster today called Super Beets, 800-655-4183. You get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free when you order the regular 3-month supply. Comes to you at 800-655-4183. Why wait? Get it now, free shipping. And the book, Beat the Odds, is very instructive as to how your body works in this area. So check it out. Super Beats for super health, super good blood, getting muscles and head, brain, all that stuff with enough, the maximum amount of blood. That's what you want. 800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. All right, so we were talking about the escalating cost of cancer drugs. What do we have to report here that's going to upset everybody?
This is a very challenging problem, and if anyone can solve this, I'll be very impressed. This is from the Institute for Healthcare Informatics, Doug, out this week. The total cost of cancer drugs and supportive care medications surged 11.5% in 2015 to reach $107 billion with a B globally. The cost of cancer drugs will rise between 7.5% to 10.5% annually through 2020 at a time when inflation here in America is likely to remain hopefully below 2%. The rapid rise in cancer drug costs, it reflects both good and bad news. The numbers are going up partly because of new treatments such as this wonderful immunotherapy, which President Carter has been kept well into his mid to late 90s, that use the patient's immune system to attack cancer cells. At the same time, drug makers are also hiking prices on existing drugs. The average annual cost of treatment for cancer patients rose 19%. Wow. In 2014 is the year we have the last number for. Take a guess, Doug. How much do you think per year it costs in drugs for the average cancer patient? Well, the average number, just put a number behind it.
$40,000.
$58,097. That's 2014 numbers. Patients can find some relief through coupons from drug makers. The lower the cost of prescriptions, the average coupon saves patients about $750 per prescription. Unfortunately, cancer drug costs are also one of the top causes of personal bankruptcy.
Good God. Well, that's what happens. A lot of times you hear those stories about people, medical procedures in general, so expensive, and people get tied to it. They lose their homes. They lose their savings. They lose everything. It's out of control, and the situation isn't getting any better, as Ken has just described. So how do we figure out, is a change of administration going to change all that? Who knows? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with expertise on your side every week at this time. 888-55-DR-KEN. Write that down. I'm Doug Steffen.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.